gracious God, I come before.
Congregation is invited to stand. We continue with the order of service as printed in the bulletin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God, we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone.
We have not loved you with our whole heart.
We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We justly deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake he forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Restore us, O God of hosts. Let your face shine that we may be saved.
You brought a vine out of Egypt. You drove out the nations and planted it.
You cleared the ground for it. It took deep root and filled the land.
The mountains were covered with its shade, the mighty cedars with its branches.
It sent out its branches to the sea and its shoots to the river.
Why then have you broken down its walls so that all who pass along the way pluck its fruit?
The boar from the forest ravages it, and all that move in the field feed on it.
Turn again, O God of hosts. Look down from heaven and see. Have regard for this vine,
the stock that your right hand planted, and for the son whom you made strong for yourself.
They have burned it with fire. They have cut it down. May they perish at the rebuke of your face.
But let your hand be on the man of your right hand, the son of man whom you have made strong for yourself. Then we shall not turn back from you.
Give us life, and we will call upon your name. Restore us, O Lord God of hosts. Let your face shine, that we may be saved.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
We pray. Gracious God, you gave your Son into the hands of sinful men who killed him. Forgive us when we reject your unfailing love and grant us the fullness of your salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The congregation may be seated. The Old Testament reading is from Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. Let me sing for my beloved my love song concerning his vineyard. My beloved had a vineyard on a very fertile hill. He dug it and cleared it of stones and planted it with choice vines. He built a watchtower in the midst of it and hewed out a wine vat in it. And he looked for it to yield grapes, but it yielded wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge between me and my vineyard. What more was there to do for my vineyard that I have not done in it? When I looked for it to yield grapes, why did it yield wild grapes? And now I will tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will remove its hedge, and it shall be devoured. I will break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will make it a waste. It shall not be pruned or hoed, and briars and thorns shall grow up. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain upon it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant planting. And he looked for justice, but behold, bloodshed, for righteousness, but behold, an outcry. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle reading is from Philippians chapter 3, starting with verse 4. If anyone else thinks he has reason for confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel and of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, as to the law, a Pharisee, as to zeal, a persecutor of the church, as to righteousness under the law, blameless. But whatever gain I had, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I might gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained this, or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The congregation is invited to stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel, the Holy Gospel from Matthew chapter 21. Jesus said, "Hear another parable. There was a master of a house who planted a vineyard and put a fence around it and dug a winepress in it and built a tower and leased it to tenants who went into another country. When the season for fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the tenants to get his fruit. And the tenants took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. Again, he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did the same to them. Finally, he sent his son to them, saying, 'They will respect my son.' But when the tenants saw the son, they said to themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him and have his inheritance.' And they took him and threw him out of the vineyard and killed him. When therefore the owner of the vineyard comes, what will he do to those tenants?" They said to him, "He will put those wretches to a miserable death and let out the vineyard to other tenants who will give him the fruits in their seasons." Jesus said to them, "Have you never read in the scriptures, 'The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore, I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits. And the one who falls on this stone will be broken to pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush him. When the chief priests and the Pharisees heard his parables, they perceived that he was speaking about them. And although they were seeking to arrest him, they feared the crowds because they held him to be a prophet. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
We confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed, which is printed inside the back cover of the hymnal. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end.
And I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
The sermon hymn, the verses, the words are written in the bulletin. They are to the tune, and you'll hear it, the organist will play it, Eileen will play it. They are to the tune of O Little Town of Bethlehem, okay? So the verses are here, the tune is O Little Town of Bethlehem.
Here to take our sins away.
The sermon is based on one of the verses of Jesus' parable, which we just heard in the gospel reading from Matthew chapter 21, verse 43, which I read, "Therefore I tell you, the kingdom of God will be taken away from you and given to a people producing its fruits." And given to a people producing its fruits. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Two main points for today's message. Two main points. First of all, God plans. He plans for his people to do good works. We plan for a garden. The Old Testament reading and Jesus' parable in the gospel reading both talk about plans of the vineyard owner and his plans to have a produce out of those vineyards. And the second point is that the verb there is a people producing its fruits. Ongoing verb, present verb. Ongoing. The first point, God plans for his people. It is not just an accident or a second thought of God that we live lives that not only receive his love and forgiveness, but that we also give forgiveness and love out. That is his plan. You know the passage from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10. I read, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Even the faith is God's plan and gift." He continues, "Not a result of works, so that no one may boast." You can't boast you're a Christian. God made you a Christian. And then verse 10, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." This is God's plan. That we have our lives as Christians, that we have whatever families that we have, whatever neighbors that we have, whatever co-workers that we have, it is God's plan for us to witness, to love them. It even says, Paul says, "For we are his workmanship." I did a little bit of watering when she was around. My wife was around in California in the middle of summer. I did some watering. But she put up that fence. She planted. She weeded. She put up the little nylon protection around the little bit of strawberries so that the birds wouldn't get at the strawberries. It's her garden. She planted it. I helped a little. We are God's garden. We are God's fruit, and our lives are his fruit, and he planned for us to be his people and to do his will, to forgive and love as we've been forgiven and loved. That's his plan. The second point is that this language that Jesus uses and is recorded by Matthew, sometimes it's good to look at the very specific points, the details of the language. And Jesus says, it's the kingdom of God is going to be taken away from you. And he's talking about the Pharisees and the chief priests who weren't doing God's will, who weren't following Jesus. It's going to be taken away from you and given to a people producing producing its fruits, ongoing, never stopping. God's plan is that, maybe you caught it, maybe you didn't, when I spoke to Barrett about the cherry tomatoes, that they produce all the way to the frost. We're happy about those cherry tomatoes. Our own death, that we produce God's good works, his forgiveness and love towards others, all the way to the end. To the end, to when he takes us again. That is his plan. The Pharisees and the chief priests, they were looking for their own power, their own place. In fact, that's one reason they connived and schemed to get Jesus crucified, was they were afraid they would lose their power in their place in the Roman government. They were thinking about themselves. They weren't thinking about God, his Messiah, this great miracle worker, this great teacher, which all the people regarded. Nobody really knew how great he was until he died and rose again, but they set him aside. They didn't think much of Jesus like the crowds did. They were thinking of themselves. Producing fruit and being fruit for God, being a fruitful plant for God, is to take what he gives us, his love and forgiveness, the resources, and we share with others, so that others also receive God's bounty through us. Ongoing. Even if we're sick and in bed, we ask for others' prayers, but we can pray for others too. Even if we can't get to church, or where our church activities are down, you know that, we don't have some Wednesday night Bible study now and things like that. We continue praying for others. Continue to produce fruit. It's God's plan. We are in it. We do his will. And he takes care of us. In the name of Jesus, amen. Dear Father in heaven, help us to be faithful sons and daughters and produce fruit in our lives of your grace and loving works towards others. Whatever is happening in our lives, Heavenly Father, illness, weakness, lost job, good things, increase, graduations, successes, whatever is happening, Heavenly Father, keep our understanding and focus in our lives that we are yours and you have a plan for us to bear fruit. All these things we bring to you in the holy name of Jesus. Amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and our minds with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The congregation is invited to stand. We will say together the LWML pledge. It's written in the bulletin. And then we will continue to stand and have the prayers of Zion Lutheran Church, also is written in the bulletin. In fervent gratitude for the Savior's dying love and his blood-bought gift of redemption, we dedicate ourselves to him with all that we are and have. In obedience to his call for workers in the harvest fields, we pledge him our willing service wherever and whenever he has need of us. We consecrate to our Savior our hands to work for him, our feet to go on his errands, our voice to sing his praises, our lips to proclaim his redeeming love, our silver and our gold to extend his kingdom, our will to do his will, and every power of our life to the great task of bringing the lost and the erring into eternal fellowship with him. Amen. Merciful Lord, you have planted us as your own vineyard, that we might bear good fruit for your glory. Grant to us grace that we may be faithful and show forth in our lives the good works that glorify you and serve your purpose. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Gracious Father, embolden us by your Spirit that we may give witness to your mighty acts. Bless the missionaries who bring the gospel to people who have not heard, and raise up faithful pastors who will nurture the congregations and their care with your word and sacraments. Give us ears willing to hear, minds willing to be instructed, and hearts willing to trust you in all things. We ask your blessings upon St. John Lutheran Church in Stryker and upon their new pastor, Reverend Aaron Boltman. We also ask you to bless and protect Pastor Davis and Faith Lutheran Church. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Mighty Lord, give to the nations both the desire for and the blessings of peace. Thwart the actions of terrorists and those who would oppress with the power of fear. Bless Donald, our president, our governor, and all who pass and enforce and judge our laws. Spare us from disease and fear. Deliver the poor from want, and help us to provide jobs and worthy employment for all. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bountiful Lord, we ask you to bless all efforts of harvesting the crop you have given. Bless and protect all food producers and retail workers. Keep safe and guide all firefighters, law enforcement, medical workers, emergency and utility workers, and educators and students. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Everlasting Father, guide husbands and wives to love and forgive each other and strengthen them in their life together. Bless the homes in which your people dwell. Help people to be faithful examples for their children, and give room in their hearts and homes so that orphans may know the joy of a place and a home to call their own. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
God of love, deliver the sick from their illnesses, give relief to the suffering, help the troubled to know peace of mind, and be with the grieving and those in their final days. Guide all health care professionals to serve those in need and give patience to those who must bear with their infirmities, disabilities, and infertility. Hear us especially for Margaret, Bernita, Carolyn, Charlotte, Isaac, Julie, Loretta, Kathy, Carlin, Shirley, Bryston, Bill, Jason, Lori, Sue, Deborah, Becky, David, Brian, Pastor Shiwi, and Pastor Berlin. We give you thanksgiving, Lord, for the healing of Kathy, and we ask you to continue to be with and comfort the family of Henry Bischoff. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Hear us, O Lord, and give answer to the prayers of your people, prayed in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom with the Father and the Spirit, you are one God and one Lord forevermore.
Amen.
We pray together the closing collect. I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul in all things. Let your holy angels be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. We pray our Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
Amen. O Lord, hear my prayer.
And let my cry come to you.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Amen.
Amen. Those not staying for Holy Communion may quietly exit the church during the following hymn, which is printed in the bulletin. The congregation may be seated. Stand or sit for the continuing liturgy, the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
In these last days, you have poured your Holy Spirit on your church, that your daughters and sons might proclaim the wonders of your salvation in Christ Jesus our Lord. Pour out your Holy Spirit upon your gathered people, that faithfully eating and drinking the body and blood of your Son, we may go forth to proclaim his salvation to the ends of the earth.
Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them all, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
We speak together. Lamb of God,
you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world. Grant us peace.
You may be seated.
Jesus, here himself is sharing. Heed then how you are preparing. For if you do not believe his judgment, then you shall receive. Praise the
congregation is invited to stand for the closing collect and the benediction. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us in the same faith toward you and in fervent love for one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and to be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Amen. You're invited to stand or sit for our closing hymn.
So